we was swimming. Well, I was in the water, but I couldn't swim then, but I did learn how. And it was two men were there. Well, it was one man and one boy, Jake and Gus. Now they could, now both of them could swim, but Gus had one eye. And the place where the dive board, what they had on there, what they get on there and sprang up, you know, and go down, he went down 24 feet.
Good night.
And one, he got to find the bottom. He made two dives at it. He went, first time he didn't make it. But next time he went, he reached down, got the mud, let him know he made it. And this young boy was on Richard, he was on a search can, had him in a sack, mm-hmm. and you could go out there and you could swim anywhere you wanted, but you wasn't gonna sink. Mm-hmm. But he pulled around there, got our money, and all his $4 million car there when he went turned around and pulled around there and got a loose for him. And then when Gus come up, Jake had made it to him, but he caught him wrong. Yeah, and he had caught Jake around the neck. And they had Jake under the water still him. Hmm. The man, and then when he could raise then, I said, Gus, and he looked over there, and he looked like he was walking on that water.
Uh-huh.
And he went over there, and he never did catch it over now. He just done that, and he pushed him, you know, and got him out there and rolled the water out of him.
If he hadn't gotten out, what would happened to him? He would have.
He drowned. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He had him. He couldn't swim. He couldn't. Cause he hadn't hugged him around the neck. He had just had him around his own. Now, if he could have caught him, you know, and he could swim on him with on his back. Mm-hmm. But see, he caught him the wrong way. And see, that's when a person said, when the person drowned, he catch anything. Mm-hmm. He grab anything and hold it. He ain't got nothing to do. So he fried. You're right.
did you ever have a name for, say you were diving in the water, say you like this, you landed flat on your belly, what would you call, you ever call it?
I'd call that a belly buster. That's what we used to call it.
You'd have heard, didn't
it? Yes, sir. He'd have popped there like
a... It would.
Popped there like a whoop.
Yeah. And sometimes little kids will get down, they'll be playing around, and they'll get down on their hands and knees and turn over like that. What do you call that when they...
Cutting the somersault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the store, when you pay up your bill, something like that, the storekeepers will give you a little present. Have you ever heard of that? What would they call that? Have you ever heard a name for that?
No, they said he'd give me a present. Yes.
That'd be about it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Like he was glad to get to me, you know, and mm-hmm. thanking that. Well, that'd be thanking you for what you...
Yeah, kind of thank you.
Yeah, done for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you were a kid, what'd you like to do in trees? You
climb a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say, in my time, I...
My climb.
Made
yeah.
a tree,
yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes if a man wants to hide behind a low hedge or something, he'll get down like this, and what do you call that?
Squatting down.
Mm-hmm, squatting down.
Yeah.
And if you get down like this, you've done what? You
on your knees.
Or you say...
Hide.
You say, I wanted to pray, so I...
Yeah.
So you did what? You got down on your knees?
Knee.
Or you...
I want to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And say if you're tired, you say, well, I'm going to...
Rest.
Yeah, or you're going to... In the bed, you're going to bed,
yeah.
Or what else would you say there, maybe? If you want to just say, I'm a little tired, I'm going to put my feet up here and I'm going to
stretch out,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Like that? Yeah.